Sharing Inner Contentment. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with an instant illumination. Sharing Inner Contentment. Treatment is a wonderful and a powerful instrument to use. And when my treatment is done properly and correctly, I feel very wonderful about it. I feel very powerful about it. I feel very content with it. For when my treatment is done right, I have an inner contentment that is just wonderful, and I want to share it with everybody. But really, I should share it only with myself. For when I want to share it with other people, what I'm doing is I'm trying to get them to believe like I believe. I'm trying to get them to observe what I observe. And whenever I do that, I am not really believing in myself. I'm not really believing in my own convictions. I'm not really believing in the things that I say I believe in. We oftentimes say things that we believe in, and we want to share it, we want to tell everybody that that's what it is. And yet, when we really believe in something, when we really have confidence in something, when we really know it's done, we don't have to tell anybody. We don't have to share it with anybody. We don't have to tell anybody that our conviction has brought forth the result that we spoke our word for. The biggest thing that we can ever do is to speak our word for our highest and best, and in the process of speaking our word for our highest and best, know that it is done. And knowing that it's done, releasing it, not feeling that it ever was not done, and letting it go, and letting it take place in my life. I share it with myself, truly. Sharing my inner contentment is what I do with myself. This is what I do when I say, I am peace. And that can only be shared with myself. I say, illumination. I can only share that with myself. Inspiration. All things that are really something very important and something very wonderful, I can only share it with myself. And I only do share it with myself. For when I tell other people about the wonderful things that are happening to me or the wonderful things that are going on in my world, I'm not able to tell them exactly what I'm doing. I'm not able to tell them exactly what's going on in my world. They have no idea. They never will have any idea of what's going on in my life. And they can't know what's going on in my life because that's something very personal and very special just for me. And because it's something so personal and so special just for me, it's something that only I can know about for myself. And when only I know about that for myself, what happens? Well, I feel good in me. I feel an inner contentment. I feel an inner bliss. I feel an inner oneness that says all is right with the world and all is in divine order right now. Knowing this all oneness and rightness within me, knowing that feeling within me that all is in divine order, is something that's so precious and so desirable. It is so wonderful. It cannot be shared with anybody except insofar as I live it and others may see it in my life. Others may see it in who I am, in what I do. Others may see it and know that that is who I am. Now, if I'm a happy person, people will recognize I'm a happy person. If I'm a sad person, people will recognize I'm a sad person. If I am a good person, people will recognize that I'm a good person. if I'm not a good person, if I'm not doing things that are right order, action, right peace, people will recognize that very readily. People will recognize that very instantly, and they will sense, it's like a dog senses fear. They will sense that as a fear because it's not right and it's not good and it's not a blessing. I guess that's a good way to think about it. We have sort of that odor of fear about us. We have that odor of incapacitation. We have that odor of failure. And we have that odor of success. We have that odor of happiness. We have that odor of joy. We have that odor of bliss. Did you ever think of it as an odor? Well, it is. It's an odor. It is something very definite and very physical. And that's what we share. And that we cannot hide. We live here on the Mexican border, and the wetbacks, the international travelers, sometimes come across the border, and the Border Patrol who handle that are an interesting group of people because they are young men who have been hired by the government to be Border Patrolmen, and some of them are happy people, content with themselves. They know they do their job, and some of them are fearful that they will run into people who will harm them, who will not cooperate with them, who will not be joyful in their presence, and they will have an unhappy relationship with them. Now, why is that some people do that? Well, that's our inner choice. That's that odor about us, the odor of fear. I've met so many of the Border Patrol people, and I have spoken to them many times, and as I speak to them, I can tell instantly whether they're happy with their job or whether they're fearful of their job. And when they are fearful, they have that odor of fear, odor of failure, the odor of expecting something negative to happen to them. And when they are like their job, when they delight in their job, when they feel that it's a wonderful job and that they're merely doing their policing work, and they're not being a bad policing work, they're being a good policing work. They're saying, no, hey, obey the law. Come through with your natural immigration, with your natural program, and that's fine with us. But when you come through without it, then we have to remind you, you have to get it. It's just like when you get on an airplane, they say to you, you're going to Europe, you're going to out of the country, do you have your passport? Do you have your control that shows that you can come back into this country because this is where you belong? Can you show that? And if you don't have it, then you get into all sorts of trouble. But when you are sharing your inner contentment, which we always do, through our vibrations, through our odors, through our attitudes, the whole world knows exactly where we stand. And if we are content and peaceful, it is done. The Border Patrol drive by my house a good distance away, but as they're driving by, Rex will bark and bark and bark. And other times, he will not bark at all. He would just look at the vehicle or be aware of it in a block away, and he will think nothing about it. Sometimes we meet Border Patrolmen as I walk the meditation path, and Rex will go up to them and wag his tail and say, "Hi, guys, you're nice, you're wonderful." And he recognizes that the Border Patrol are at peace with himself. Their odor is joyous. And other times, he will growl at them, and he will say, "You're not happy with yourself. You're not a person who likes yourself. And if you're not a person who likes yourself, I really don't want to be around you, because you're not dependable." That's what fear is when animals sense fear. They know that that means indecision, that means a lack of confidence. But when you have an inner contentment, when you have an inner peace, all the world knows about it, and you don't have to try to share it. You don't have to try to tell people about it. You don't have to try to do anything. You just are it. And when you are it, what a good feeling that is. What a wonderful feeling that is. What a powerful feeling that is. Because that is who you really are. That's what you're sharing. You're sharing who you really are all the time. And how wonderful that is. Share today the peace, the joy, the love, the goodness in you. And as you share that today, you will find that everybody finds that is just wonderful, just fantastic, just marvelous, and they want to be one with you and as you and through you, and they say that is the greatest thing they could ever want in their life. And it's true. It's the greatest thing they could ever want in their life. And it is what it's all about. Today, claim that for yourself, know that for yourself, and enjoy that for yourself. Because truly, sharing your inner contentment is done in your blissful awareness of yourself. And you don't have to try to do it or want to do it. You always do it. Because Rex knows when you're fearful and when you're happy. And all the world knows when you're fearful and happy. So put on your happy face. Put on your inner contentment. And be content now and forevermore. Have a wonderful day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.